Blog Talk Radio.
Paradigm shift. It's time for empowerment. It's time to lead the awakened life. It is time to awaken yourself into empowerment. It's time for love and freedom. Hey, this is Carolyn Parisi, and it looks like Nancy G is on the line with us too. And this is our Labor Day show. And let's get Nancy queued up here. Hey, Nance, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Outstandamundo. How's your Labor Day going?
Good. Very productive and getting ready for my trip and a beautiful storm coming in.
Another one, huh?
Yeah, it's part of that whole system out there.
Well, I'll tell you, hey, we were talking about the Think and Grow Rich, and we got a little outwitting the devil. So that was our last little commentary from last week, remember?
Yes, I do.
The Rich Program. Napoleon Hill has the Devil's Workshop, and then we've got the Outwitting the Devil. So the last line, and these questions are so deep. If one could sit and ponder these questions and really take the time and be still and really do this work, I believe that a profound life change would happen. So, do you have a definite major purpose? That was the last thing because it's starred, underlined, and encircled. Do you have a definite major purpose? And if so, what is it, and what plans have you have for achieving it? Did you do that? Because you said you were going to sit down and do that.
Yeah, I did not have time to do that. I got very distracted by having to get ready for this trip and a couple other life things that occurred.
Oh, life things, like what?
Moving people around and trying to look for means of transportation and housing and all kinds of constant searching and trying to get enough work in. No. Not for me, necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have actually been putting together some interesting plans, big plans, encircled around the radio shows, this one and the other one that I do with Steve. So trying to, like, think really big and out there. I got some really good ideas. I'm going to start, you know, really, I've been doing a lot of studying, a lot of thought. Spent a lot of time this weekend just starting to get stuff in. You know, my plan has always been the same. It's to help people create their ideal life and have them be awakened and empowered individuals. And doing so by using my skill sets and talents of coaching, my voice, all, you know, meaning my the knowledge that I have, everything that I've studied, and, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. So I did do the homework this week. So now that you're going away, maybe you'll have some time in the hotel room. There's always really good time when you go away. No one's there to bother you.
Yes, right. I will have undivided time just to myself, and that will be very useful.
So the next thing is, do you suffer from any of the six basic fears? Do you remember what the six basic fears are? Fear of death, fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, plus someone, the fear of old age.
Not really.
So, folks, do you suffer from any of those fears? I mean, old age, if lived like my old boss, Jack Roser, who had a birthday last week, it would be awesome. Because he was sharp as a tack. He got around. He was more full of fire and piss and vinegar than most 50-year-olds that I know. I don't fear old age. I do look at people, though, when they get old and they get frail, and they don't have that same passion, and a lot of the life has been sucked out of them. So then it goes to, you know, say, are you healthy? You know what I'm saying? How to be healthy. And you have to be proactive in your own health. So there's a lot of ways to circumvent all those fears by taking your own power back into your hands. The fear of poverty is just, you know, self-discipline. Self-discipline is the key to freedom. You know that?
Yep, that sounds right on the money.
Yeah, well, instead of, you know, you're doing the goal achieving instead of the tension relieving. It's doing the tough stuff, and it's the tenacity and the repetitiveness of doing it all the time, whether you like to or not. It's a commitment, and just reminding yourself every day of what those commitments are. That's why those goals are so important. After you do your gratitude, you get up in the morning and say, okay, this I'm going to get this much closer to doing this on my list. And then there's your macro goals and your micro goals. And I've really been doing a lot of, like, writing and processing, and I'm really kind of excited. I'm pretty excited. And, you know, I just think, you know, Steve is pretty cool. And the coolest part is if Steve and I don't. I mean, Steve has really made me CEO of his the company. But even if that doesn't work out the way you plan, because sometimes you work the plan and the plan doesn't work the way you thought the plan was going to work, think of all the experience I have in creating this thing. You know, so that's kind of a cool thing. You know.
Exactly.
So, and then the fear of loss of love of someone. You know, it's 38 years ago today, my mom died. So
wow, today.
Today, September 5th, and it was a Monday as well. And I'm the one who had to tell dad and brother, they were out for a bike ride, and we were going to go visit her at the hospital, and the hospital called about 10:30 in the morning, and they weren't real diplomatic, if you will. But anyway, okay, so... the six fears, we went over those. Have you a method by which you could shield yourself, against the negative influence of others?
Yeah, the method is don't invite them into your life. And when you recognize that they're an energy vampire, make plans to not associate, to disassociate from those people.
So interesting that this was, it's so interesting that is a question on this thing today, because I was listening to something, and it's like, you really need to build your connections, meaning the people that you associate with, based on destiny. Don't let people feed your history. Let them feed your destiny. So it's like people that are just like, gosh, I mean, this is so interesting. I was listening to something about that, and this comes in. That is just so coincidence, right?
Right, as we know it.
Wow, it's like, yeah, it says build your connections on your destiny. Don't let people feed your history, feed your destiny. So I'm just going to take the example of someone who's got, like back in the day, like people would drink, smoke weed or, right? Think about that. People that are still hanging out with the people that party all the time and just want to party and have a good time and not ever do more than that, they're stuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, yeah, it's all they want to do is just go have a good time. And, I mean, are they really building for tomorrow, you know? So,
well, are they making any contributions to the world being a better place and the bigger picture of what's going on, especially with everything that's going on now and what's going to happen with the new president and all that kind of stuff. It's like, are they making any efforts in that way?
That is interesting that you say that, contribution. I mean, most people are too busy just surviving day by day. I mean,
and you do have to, but within the surviving day by day, there's got to be some reason why are you surviving day by day.
Right.
What are you surviving for? Just to exist? You know, that's pretty shallow.
Yeah, did you hear the radio show, the Steve Beamon show?
I did not hear the newest one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be able to listen to stuff tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I have a long trip, so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so then you were saying about getting stuck and not contributing to something that is moving you forward.
But you know what? Most people are just so stuck in their own OODA loop, if you will, that they don't even realize that you could actually go help somebody out there. Because it's always about them and, oh, my gosh, my crisis of the day, or I need this, or, you know, let alone being a servant, you know. But you got to have your own, let's be real, you got to have your own bucket full before you could really start sharing with others, too, you know.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I mean, you do have to, you know, have some sense of that and what you're doing and where you're going and... But even sometimes when you're in your own crap and despair, sometimes it's a good distraction and productive distraction to, you know, reach out to other situations.
Well, you know, that's true, but you also have to have your own presence of mind about you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like the old saying goes, hurting people hurt people, broken people... You know, broken people could actually help fix other people, but, I mean, we're all broken in some way, shape, or form, if you will. But you can't be functioning on one cylinder, okay?
You can't be in super crisis mode, right?
Right. And let's face it, some people just put themselves in that super crisis mode because they never take the steps. First of all, they never do the proper planning, and then they never work the plan. They could plan all they want, but then they never take that compelling and good action, you know? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can't just sit around praying for the best to happen. You have to take a little bit of responsibility and put a little bit of effort into, you know, putting yourself either in the right place to make that happen or getting out there and making it happen. I mean, you still have to take the action.
You need to take organized action and the logical steps, and you need to understand the process. Now, sometimes the process is really hard and convoluted, but as long as you see yourself making a little progress along the way, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. But if you're regressing, where it's like, well, yeah, you know, I'm back to drinking only I'm back to drinking only beer now.
Right. When you know you should really
beer.
Just be abstaining from drinking at all because you know it's not productive, not making you in a productive mode.
Right, and that's where the self-discipline piece comes in. But let's continue because we want to talk a little bit about, well, we might have to do this a few times because this is so deep. And this is really where the magic happens, okay? This is the, Steve would say rubber meets the road, but this is where the, this is the magic box here. This is where the miracles happen, oh? You know? I have a little private group that I started. In fact, it's so private, it's only my stuff. It's a lot of my thoughts and things, and I've got it posted, and it's stuff that I just want to never lose track of, so I have it posted on one of my websites, and it's called Crack the Code, and this is the cracking of the code. These are the master keys, and, you know, First of all, major definite purpose, self-discipline, think it, speak it, act it, take that organized action, you know, celebrate progress, and then every day make your deliberate use of auto-suggestions, keep your mind positive, stay away from the bloodsuckers, you know, don't let others into your judgment. Now, that doesn't mean if you've got a good coach and somebody that's really on your side and it's a confidant, you know what I'm saying, that you can't tap into that. You know, there's three kind of friends. There's the friends that are confidants. There's the friends that are like a convenience, where it's just like, yeah, we like to go smoke weed outside all the time. You know?
Or we like to go dancing. There's more productive than smoking weed.
Well, at least dancing, you're getting a cardio and you're getting an endorphin pump.
There's some benefit to it, right? And you're being social and you're not just sitting around.
There's nothing wrong with going out and dancing, but if that's all you're living for, it's something to do.
Oh, yeah, if that's all you have going on, oh, my gosh.
Monetizing it, where it's like, you know, I'm a dance teacher and I go out every 5 nights a week and I'm getting like 3 clients each time. Then it's okay.
That's different.
Right. So you got to look at where you're at.
I was just comparing it to sitting around smoking pot, which really doesn't have any productiveness to it whatsoever.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true because a lot of times smoking pot gets you to that point of relaxation where you could start masterminding. But it's people that have been smoking pot for 50 years and talking the same that they, you know, someday I'm going to do this.
Right.
30 years ago, someday I'll.
Right.
You know, don't get stuck on someday I'll. So,
right.
Has today, this is great, I always try to learn something new every day. This is a really huge key point. And here's the question. Has today added anything of value to your stock of knowledge or state of mind? Isn't that a cool thing to learn something new every day? That is a cool thing. Do you face your circumstances squarely that make you unhappy or sidestep responsibility? You know, sometimes there's something called cognitive dissonance and you protect yourself and it's a psychological thing where it's like, sometimes it's just too hard to face the tough stuff. You know what I'm saying? And
sometimes.
It's okay because something else is so discombobulated. So I guess sometimes you have to pick your battles. You know, I wouldn't recommend someone wanting to lose 30 pounds, quit smoking and go through a divorce at the same time either. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, sometimes you got to, you know, zero in and get that focus because focus is, you know, focus is powerful, you know? You know, so anyway, okay, so this is that one. Do you analyze all mistakes and failures and try to profit by them? Or do you take the attitude that that's not your duty? You know what? If you look at every single quote-unquote mistake as a learning experience and a stepping stone, I mean, that is such a winning attitude, you know?
Yep. That's what I try to subscribe to see the purpose point, and maybe it's having me take a different perspective on something or make a course correction towards the bigger, you know, the bigger goals and where I think I'm going. And it's all, yeah, I don't say good, bad, or otherwise. It's all experiences that obviously we need for one reason or another.
So here's going to be some homework for this week, and then we're going to get along with the devil, but this is all kind of, can you name 3, and don't do it now, of your most judging weaknesses, and what are you doing to correct them? So that's a soul-searching exercise. What are your 3 most damaging weaknesses? Like shopping at the Goodwill every day. That would be
Yeah. Well, you don't do it every day, so you are curbing it.
No, I don't do it every day, and it's like, I do go on Mondays now because they have 50% off tags, And I'm looking to get my dad. I got my dad, you know, I'm collectively over the past few weeks, 5 nice shirts with little pockets on the left-hand side because he's used to putting his stuff in, you know. So I kind of got gathered them today. I'm like, oh, look what I got. Really nice, dark, his size. And they were $2.50 a piece. So I'm like,
right,
that's cool. That's productive. You know what I'm saying? So
well, that's shopping with a purpose, not shop just to
benefit somebody else. I'm taking that poison pill, if I just buying for myself, you know, whatever, but I'm taking it where it's not for me, you know. And I did go shopping for Michael last week because he needed me to go buy him stuff. And none of the stuff I bought him worked, so I had to take him shopping with him, which was actually kind of fun. So, anyway, hey, did you listen to any of the shows I tagged you on?
No, I have not had any time to listen to any of that stuff.
Okay. So, your most damaging weaknesses, and what are you doing to correct them? Something to soul search and ponder on. Know thyself is a very empowering and good thing. And we'll move forward about outwitting the devil. So I guess there's a saying, many books have been written about the keys to success. There are many seminars that teach principles. So why do people still not find the success they desire? Could it be there are other forces at work that prevent them from finding the success that we all so richly deserve? So it says, do you want to outwit the devil in your life? The following questions designed to lead discussions that may help identify obstacles that may be holding us back. In 1937, Napoleon Hill released his all-time best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, which outlined the 13 principles of success. It was over 20 years of research, and he interviewed leaders of his time to synthesize this philosophy. So, have you sat down and defined what success would be like in your own life?
I have a picture of what it is. Yeah, I have a picture in my mind, but I don't have words.
And has there been a time in your life when nothing could stop you or get in your way, and how did that feel?
Oh, yeah. That felt awesome. It felt like there was nothing else I could think about but that goal or that project that needed to be completed.
So let me ask you a question. Now that we've gone through a lot of these things and we know a lot of the principles of success, what do you think holds the majority of...
Did I lose you?
I'm here. No, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't hear the end of your sentence, so I thought maybe the storm coming in was doing something weird.
What do you think holds the majority of people back?
One of the fears.
You think it's the fears?
Yeah, it's one of those fears, and then from those fears is people telling themselves that they don't have the finances to do it, or they don't have the right business partner to do it, or they're not living in the right area to do it, or the right state to do it, or there's too many other things that are pressing for their time. They don't have the time to do it.
Don't you think fear could also be a good motivator?
Sure, it can. Fear of being homeless will motivate you to find yourself a home. Personal experience.
No, I was right in that same spot. I didn't want to be. I was right there with you. I mean, it's a different time in my life, but yeah, I was living.
Fear of personal harm. If you're in a situation where you feel like you're going to be harmed, that's super motivating. But
that's wisdom. I mean, if you start feeling like there's a potential that you're going to be, you know, physically hurt, that's a different kind of fear, you know? That's being a real victim. But some people have a victim mentality, too.
Yes,
so, you know,
exactly.
I never had an opportunity. I came from, you know, I didn't come from money, so I'll never have money. I'm a victim. What is victim mentality? What does victim mentality mean to you?
Exactly what you just said. It's just excuses for not getting off your butt and finding a different way to accomplish whatever it is. You killed the opportunity before you even tried to do it. So you haven't even given yourself a chance to try it and fail and learn and try it again and go in. You know, it's like you're not even giving yourself that opportunity. You dismiss it before it becomes any kind of, it can even become a reality.
So they really, they first of all don't have the maybe skill sets and tools to identify what's holding them back, or they falsely identify what's holding them back, and then they really don't have the self-discipline, back to the self-discipline thing, self-discipline,
right.
And maybe the confidence, the tools, and the resources to conquer that, to conquer it, to
right.
be a victor instead of a victim, right?
Right, and fear of failure, you know, because they already are making themselves...
real fear. That is a very real fear. That's a big one.
Absolutely.
You know, there's procrastination, which is another demon, and there's three reasons why people procrastinate, and one is fear of failure. Believe it or not, one is fear of success, and then the third one is a rebellion against authority, believe it or not. So, I mean, I can hear my husband say, I want you to do this, and I'm like, fuck you. So I don't do it. Excuse my French. I don't mean to curse, but it's Blog Talk Radio Week. So, I mean, you know, that, and I shouldn't say that because I really got to start, you know, the mic is hot right now. So, it's like, oh, you know, forget you. Why should, so that's the rebel in me, you know? And I think, you know, I think we all have a little of that rebel where it's like, hey, did you do this? No, I didn't do it yet. Why? Well, I just didn't do it yet. Well, why? You didn't make time for it. You didn't have time. It wasn't important. You know what I'm saying? So, but then it goes back to self-discipline and knowing. That's the coolest thing, Nancy, about putting a goal page and a mission statement and, you know, your definiteness of purpose of what you want. Because then you don't tap into the procrastination, because you see, if you don't do that today, you're not going to make that progress you so desperately need, because the procrastination precludes you from progress. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, pretty interesting, though. It's actually really interesting. I don't remember. I was listening to something today, and one of the things they said, do something you don't want to do every day, and you will grow in ways you never even knew. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, I mean, as mundane as, you know, I really hate doing dishes, but I make myself do it. Are we talking about something that mundane?
That mundane. 90
okay.
seconds.
Good.
So we have 90 seconds. I think this is a pretty deep show. We will be back here next next week at 5 o'clock every week. We're pretty committed to being here. Thank God we got 30 minutes in. Nancy, you got a gig this week, right? An entrepreneurial gig. Are you excited?
Yeah, very excited. I'm excited to learn some new things and be in a different area. And we get to do some group activities where mostly otherwise it's very solitary. So it'll be nice to see how our other people you know, presenting the product line and what are they doing with it.
Well, this week's homework, everybody, is name three of your most damaging weaknesses, and then what can you do to correct them? And when would, like, now be a good time to start doing them? So there you go. We did not even get into our other little weekly wisdom, but that's okay. We'll do that next week. So, Nance, you make it a great week. I will call you on the other side. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is Carol Parisi and Nancy G. We will be back here next Monday on Awaken to Empowerment. Thanks, Nance.
Awesome.
You have a wonderful evening. I'll call you back.
Okay, ciao for now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.